Sports.com.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis and acne, rosacea, eczema, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body, what's in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, we welcome your calls here on The Bright Side at 866-582-9933. If you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you want to help someone else get off their meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you want to share a success story or contribute to the conversation, we welcome your calls at 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, please go to my website, brightsideben.com. We've got a shopping cart up there. If you want to learn more about the business, you can click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. There's also articles and videos that explain some of what I call the Bright Side philosophy on brightsideben.com. You can also call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Debbie or Angela or Frank or Danette or Marcy or Janice at 866-735-2470 if you want information about the longevity products, if you want to know about the ingredients, if you want to participate in the business, they can help you out. 866-735-2470 is their number, 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder that you add to water and drink. It's a great source of your water-soluble vitamins, the B-complex, vitamin C, fat-soluble vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, and K, as well as electrolytes and minerals, potassium, chromium, copper. It's got fruit and vegetable powder, chondroitin, coenzyme Q10. It's a cornucopia of nutrients. It's just $50 a month. It tastes great, and it's a wonderful way to demonstrate to folks who aren't hip to the power of nutritional supplementation what a good supplement program can do for you, how a good nutritional supplement program can really make a huge, huge difference. It can change your life, really, once you get on a good nutritional supplement program. And nothing exemplifies good nutrition, in terms of supplements anyway, than the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And you can find out more about the products by calling Phyllis and Andy or Nasima at 866-735-2470 or on my website, brightsideben.com. Okay, we've been talking about nutrients to replace drugs for cardiovascular health. We've been doing this for the last few months, basically 5 days a week, which is to say there are lots of options. There are a lot of options, different nutritional steps we can take to prevent heart disease in the first place, and to change the environment of the body so that the heart can be restored to health and wellness if it is already sick. This drug and surgical mentality as it regards cardiovascular health and really the health of the whole body absolutely, positively, categorically does not serve us. At best, it maintains us in a low level of survival that keeps us from being able to thrive, that keeps us down, that keeps us from being great. The human being and the human body has a potential greatness, and it's a potential greatness that unfortunately will remain potential as long as we do not have our health. And whether or not this drugging and dumbing down of humanity and the human body is done intentionally in a conspiratorial type of way or not, I can't tell you for sure, but I can tell you Now, we do not have to participate in our own demise to the extent that we are doing it. When we go to the doctor for our hearts and willingly commit to having our chests carved up or some kind of prescription poison being given to us, before we correct our lifestyle choices, before we commit to making better nutritional choices, we are responsible for the damage that occurs. In the last probably 5 months or so, we've talked about nearly a dozen different ways we can support the health of our heart without drugs and without doctors. We talked about the importance of bile. We talked about the importance of the gallbladder. The entire fat absorption machinery can and must be addressed if there's any cardiovascular health issues or any health issues. The liver, the pancreas, the intestine. We talked about the importance of stomach acid. And then there's a whole bacterial universe that lives in the intestine. We haven't talked specifically yet about probiotics, but they are super, super important for the entire digestive process, which ultimately makes them important for the heart and for blood pressure and for the vascular system in general and for the entire body. We talked about vitamin E. We talked about its cousin coenzyme Q10 for oxygenation or for protecting heart cells. Then there's carnitine, which is important for oxygenation of heart muscle cells. And then there's taurine for electrical energy. And then there's arginine for energizing heart cells. And let's not forget essential fatty acids. And then there's the whole insulin connection. Vitamin B12, homocysteine, folic acid, B6, pantothenic acid. These are just some of the many different ways we can improve the health of our heart without drugs and without doctors. Later on, we're going to be talking about calcium and magnesium and zinc and vitamin A and, of course, the nutrient that may be the most important cardiovascular nutrient of all, vitamin C. If the medical world really cared about our health, these alternatives would at least be explored. When you see a commercial, like I saw last night, with a kindly old man, some actor, of course, telling you how worried he is about his irregular heartbeat, his AFib, and the next scene you see this kindly young doctor telling you how he's going to help his patient with Pradaxa, because Pradaxa is progress. What you're really seeing is an actor telling you he's going to put the other actor on Pradaxa because Pradaxa is big money and big profits. What you're witnessing is a theater of manipulation of the sneakiest kind, because we're led to believe that we are witnessing a doctor, a medical professional, talking to his patient. It's designed to make us believe that doctors think Pradaxa is progress. And it's a charade of the most insidious kind, because messing around with our health and the health of our loved ones. But I don't want to be here ripping the medical model or Big Pharma as easy a target as they have made themselves. This is about taking care of our health ourselves. It should be about us. It should be about what we can do for ourselves. No one is forcing us to take drugs, and no one is forcing us to have surgeries. We have to accept responsibility for our health. I can help guide you, and there are others that can help guide you through this, but the work is ours to do, and that is bad news, and that's good news. It's bad news because there's not a drug or a surgery that can give us great health, and it's good news because we can do it ourselves. If we want to, we can reverse almost any degenerative process, but we have to want to. Yesterday, we left off talking about one of the most important ways we can protect and help reverse heart disease, and that involves understanding the role of stomach acid as it regards the digestive nutrition absorption process. In the digestive system, if there's a step that is skipped or not happening as it should, all of the subsequent steps can be affected, and you'll end up with food that isn't digested and nutrients that are not absorbed. In other words, if there are deficiencies in the secretion of acid from the stomach, all the subsequent steps in this digestive car wash like process can be compromised. And because the stomach acid step occurs relatively upstream in the process, it's actually one of the first steps in the digestive process, there are a lot of subsequent steps that can be affected. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll continue our discussion on cardiovascular disease when we come back from our break. Our number today is 866-582-9933. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We've got a special guest coming in on the second half of the program today. We'll be talking to Dr. Wallach about his take on some of the nutritional supplements that are available for cardiovascular health and cardiovascular disease in general. So I think I'm going to take some phone calls here rather than make you guys wait. Got some folks on the line on hold who want to talk to us. Our number is 866-582-9933. We'll continue talking about this whole digestive connection to cardiovascular health, the whole idea about stomach acid and nutrient absorption that's associated with stomach acid, nutrient malabsorption that can be associated with deficiencies in stomach acid. We'll cover that tomorrow. But I want to get to you guys who are on hold
I don't want to make you hold or I don't want to make you call back tomorrow. Jaden in Michigan, what's up? Jaden?
Do we have
Jaden? Hey, Jaden, start again. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Okay, sure, no problem. I have a fatty liver issue.
Okay, just is it for yourself or somebody else?
No, this is for myself.
Okay, and you must have some other stuff going on, too.
Well, the way I found it was because I have, I used to have fibroid uterine tumors.
Okay. All right, there's lots of stuff percolating in there. It's very important that we all recognize that if there is fatty liver, there's always other things happening. If there's endometriosis, there's always other things happening. If there's skin diseases, there's always other things happening. And what we want to do is we want to try to connect as many dots as we can so that we can see what the big picture is. With fatty liver, there's a couple things that you want to work on. Number one, first and foremost, is we want to eliminate as best as possible any extra work that the liver's doing. One of the most important burdens on the liver in our culture is fructose. The human body is not supposed to be processing this much fructose, especially in terms of high fructose corn syrup containing foods. The average American's getting around 80 to 90 pounds or so of high fructose corn syrup every year. Fructose is handled primarily by the liver, unlike glucose, and that's one of the major differences between fructose and glucose. You see these commercials by the high fructose corn syrup manufacturing people, and they'll tell you, oh, there's no difference between sweeteners and high fructose corn syrup is natural, blah, blah, blah. Well, yes, it is, but it's high fructose. It's got more fructose than regular sugar, and that's why it's called high fructose, and it puts an extra burden on the liver. The reason, one of the main reasons, in my opinion, why we're dealing with this epidemic of fatty liver disease, and almost 30% of Americans, 30% of adult Americans are dealing with fatty liver, so you're in good company there, Jaden. In my opinion, this alarming increase, this dramatic increase, is because of the excess ingestion of fructose that has spiked so much in the last 30 or 40 years. High fructose corn syrup first came out on the marketplace in the late 70s, so it's only been around 40 years or so that we've been dealing with this kind of fructose load, and the liver just can't handle it. So first and foremost, eliminate high fructose corn syrup from your diet. Try to minimize fructose in general. When it comes to fruits, stick to small fruits with less of a fructose load. Secondly, if there's any digestive problems, Jaden, your liver is going to bear the brunt of it. As food goes through the digestive system, it has to get processed in the liver. When the liver becomes overworked, it will start to develop fatty globules and fatty deposits. Today, by the way, they call fatty liver disease non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, or NAFLD, because they have to distinguish it from alcoholic fatty liver disease. It turns out that NAFLD looks almost exactly the same as alcoholic fatty liver disease, which basically means we all, those of us who have NAFLD, basically have the same kind of livers that somebody who's drinking a pint of Jack Daniels every day for 20 years has. So taking care of toxicity that's entering into the liver through the digestive system is the second most important strategy for you. First, eliminating, or as best as you can eliminate, high fructose corn syrup and restricting your intake of super sweet fruits and fruit juices and anything that contains high amounts of fructose is important. And then secondly, Jaden, please understand the importance of correcting digestive problems. Not just Jaden, but anybody out there who's dealing with fatty liver disease. Please understand the importance of eliminating digestive triggers. Get yourself a little book. Jot down in the book every time you have a digestive problem, every time you have heartburn or gas or bloating or diarrhea or constipation, whatever it is, and then write down what you ate a couple hours before, and those are foods that need to be eliminated. So number one, eliminating fructose. Number two, eliminating anything that's getting into your body through the digestive system or into your liver through the digestive system that's causing a problem. Those two steps alone will have a dramatic impact on correcting fatty liver disease and increasing your longevity and decreasing the likelihood of cardiovascular issues or, God forbid, cancer or autoimmune disease or anything else that can occur afterwards. Then there are nutrients that you can take that are important for the liver. Number one, make sure you get on the ultimate EFAs or some kind of essential fatty acid supplement. Very, very, very important for liver health. Secondly, make sure you're getting on the best probiotic supplement you could find. Look for one that has 80 to 100 billion units
well, I shouldn't say per capsule. Usually they'll come 15 or 20 billion units, but take 80 to 100 billion units per day. So if it's 15 or 20 billion units, you're going to take 4 or 5 capsules a day. And try to look for a product that has multiple strains of bacteria. Thirdly, make sure you're getting enough of your fatty nutrients, fatty vitamins, especially vitamins A and vitamins E. I'd be taking 20,000 IU of vitamin A and around 400 international units of vitamin E. Look for it in mixed tocopherol format. That's spelled M-I-X-E-D, mixed tocopherols, T-O-C-O-P-H-E-R-O-L-S, mixed tocopherols. Now, you may have problems, if you're like a lot of folks, you may have problems absorbing fats or utilizing fats, and you'll know this by the bloating that occurs after you ingest fatty foods. A good way to test to see if you have a fat malabsorption issue is to do a bunch of olive oil or do a bunch of essential fatty acid capsules or do a bunch of any kind of oil that you like and see how you feel. If you feel bloated or discomfort or your burp or something's up with your digestive system after you ingest that oil, chances are you're not absorbing your fats. If that's the case, when you take your fatty vitamins, when you take your essential fatty acids, take them with digestive enzymes, especially the digestive enzyme lipase, L-I-P-A-S-E. You'll get that in the Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity. And it wouldn't hurt you to throw in maybe a teaspoonful of lecithin oil, lecithin liquid, with your fatty meals and with your fatty vitamins. All of that will help the fat absorption system work a little bit better. Jaden, are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Do you have any gallbladder issues by any chance, or do you have a gallbladder?
I do have a gallbladder. I am not a drinker. I've been an herbalist for some 25 years, and I really kept this at bay for quite a while.
Well, you didn't do it. Well, it's been percolating.
I know.
No, ma'am, it's been percolating. You got to accept some responsibility here because otherwise you can't correct it. There's something you're doing. The liver doesn't accumulate fat globules unless it's constantly and chronically being attacked somehow. So if you have your gallbladder, that's a good thing. But you may want to throw in some bile supplements as well. Focus on fat absorption is what I'm saying here, and focus on preventing things from getting into the liver that shouldn't be getting into the liver, and that means through the digestive system. It's a bit troubling that you think that you're on the right track here if you have fatty liver disease, because that's a real red flag that something's been percolating for a long time. So pay attention to how you feel after meals. That's really the most important thing I could say. Now, if you're not a drinker, then almost 100% guarantee it's coming in through the digestive system. All right, thanks so much for calling, Jaden. We're going to have a special guest in our second half. Dr. Wallach's going to be talking about cardiovascular health and some of his ideas for nutritional supplements for taking care of the heart. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back with more good health information right after this.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through Monday, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends next Monday. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get PreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change. Water filtration. Wholesale batteries. Freeze-dried foods. MacGyver 101. Storm shelters. Shortwave and ham radios. Solar power. Buy your first farm. Heating with wood. Home defense. Ammo. Homeschool your children. And teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. Get Prepared Expo. .com, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pinnick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ty, thank you for joining us, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you can go to my website, brightsideben.com. We've got a shopping cart up there with all the fine longevity products that you hear us talk about on the program, as well as articles and videos. You can always click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, and somebody will get back to you with information about how you can join the team, join the longevity team, get your products wholesale, and make a little money selling longevity products and spread the word about the importance and power of good nutrition for good health. And in that vein, I am very honored and proud to have our next guest, have our guest on for the second half of the program. We've been talking about cardiovascular health for the last few months, and our main theme has been the idea that not only is the prescription model not only not helpful, even worse, it misleads us from more basic non-toxic strategies that can really make a difference in not just our heart health, but in the overall health of our systems, our biological system. What first got my attention
about our next guest was in the vein of cardiovascular health. It was around the nutritional supplement selenium, and I'm going to let him talk about it as well as other concepts and ideas that he has about taking care of the heart. And, of course, I'm talking about the one and only famous good friend of mine and brilliant nutritional naturopath, Dr. Wallach, Dr. Joel Wallach. Greetings, Dr. Wallach. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, thank you, Pharmacist Ben. Thank you so much for the kind words. Appreciate that. And, of course, it's an honor to be a guest on your show. Appreciate your hospitality.
Thank you very much, Doc. You know, we've been talking about cardiovascular health, the leading killer in this country and around the world. I wonder if I could get you to touch on some of your thoughts on this topic, as well as on the somewhat misunderstood mineral selenium, which is one of my personal favorite nutritional supplements. And I know you have some really interesting ideas about selenium, as well as some other nutrients that you can use, as well as strategies that you can use for taking care of your heart.
Okay, sure, very good. Well, first of all, when you look at the heart from a nutritional standpoint, or a health standpoint, a disease standpoint, cholesterol does not cause any diseases in the heart. Cholesterol, elevated blood cholesterol and triglycerides, does not cause clogged arteries. It does not cause stroke. It does not, you know, thrombotic stroke. It doesn't cause coronary thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, or deep vein thrombosis. Elevated cholesterol and triglycerides do not cause a single disease. They are, in fact, an early warning red light. It's kind of like the red light that goes on the dashboard of your car or truck when your engine's heating up. The red light does not cause any damage to the engine. It's your best friend. The red light comes on. You don't know if the engine's heating up because of lack of oil, because you don't have enough coolant. You have a leak in the oil pan, you busted a head gasket, but there's some problem, and the red light is saying, hey, pull over and look at it, determine what's wrong, fix it. Otherwise, you're going to have a major problem. Cholesterol is
the same. You can always knock out the red light, though, right?
Well, a lot of people do. They cut the wire to the red light, they put a piece of duct tape over the red light, and they say, okay, everything's fine. And that's when you lower cholesterol, that's what happens here. You're just putting duct tape over the red light, you're cutting the wire to the red warning light, and then you will die from the original piece that caused the angina, the chest pain, and so on. And one of the things I did to really understand heart health back in the 70s, and this actually was published in an international comparative pathology journal from Denmark, Active Pathologica, back in 1971, I compared the coronary artery lesions in vegans versus coronary artery lesions in meat eaters. And I used special stains, and it was actually published in color, special stains for cholesterol, special stains for saturated fat, special stains for scar tissue, special stains for calcium. It was published in color. It was actually quite a very exhaustive and very, a very well complete article. Nobody's ever challenged it, and nobody's ever repeated it. It's just so good. And what I did, I found out that what I was doing was trying to find out who had the worst clogged arteries, vegans or meat eaters. And sure enough, it was vegans that had the worst clogged arteries. That's because they were eating grains with oxidized oils in them. There's nothing magic about eating whole grains, and if you eat them where they're old, they've been stored improperly, and the oils in the grains oxidize, then you have a problem because the oils, and say, well, I grind them myself. Well, if they've been stored for a year at room temperature, they won't get moldy necessarily, but the oil will oxidize and turn into trans fatty acids, heterocyclic amines, and acrylamides, all of which cause inflammation in the lining of the arteries and result in plugged arteries. And set you up, particularly if you're deficient in omega-3s, it will set you up for a thrombosis someplace, your brain, your heart, lungs, and legs.
And are you recommending that people stay completely off of the grains?
I do not like grains for a variety of reasons, but if you're going to eat grains, they must be extremely fresh. They have to be that year's crop. You have to taste them. You have to eat a little quarter of a teaspoonful at the bulk store and make sure they're not old. You have to keep them in the freezer because if you just put them in a bag in your cupboard at room temperature, you're in trouble before the bag is finished.
How about foods that contain those grains? They'd probably stay away from those, cereals and breads and those kinds of things.
Well, cereals, breads, and so forth. We're not even talking about diseases like gluten intolerance, which is another story. Right now, according to Mayo Clinic, as many as 30% of Americans suffer from gluten intolerance. And in enlightened communities around universities and Denver and places like that where people are enlightened, and 80% will actually have gluten intolerance. And so whole grains can be problematic. Also, whole grains do cause obesity. This is why people have grain bellies. Now, they'll lose 10 pounds. I just can't get rid of my belly fat. No matter what I do, I can't get rid of the belly fat. Well, stop eating grains. The belly fat will go away in 2 weeks. Because, you know, everybody's heard of the beer belly. Well, Germans know that beer is just liquid bread. And so when you eat whole grains, whether it's in kashi or cereals or granola or in bread baked with love in the church on Sunday by the pastor's wife, it still has oxidized oils in it, and it still has the type of carbohydrates that's going to result in a grain belly or a beer belly. And so you have to give up whole grains, particularly if you're gluten intolerant. If you continue to eat whole grains and you know you're gluten intolerant, you will chop off 25 to 50 healthy years from your life. And it's not a good thing to do.
Are there supplements you could take to protect you from some of that?
When you voice the question in that manner, there are supplements you can take from some of that. It's kind of like playing Russian roulette, though. You know, regardless of the caliber of the gun, if you have six chambers and in the cylinder, and you put one shell in there and you keep spinning it, eventually you're going to shoot yourself in the head.
So
if you can't give up whole grains, I mean, I haven't eaten whole grains in 25 years. I live on sweet potatoes, and I do eat rice once in a while because it doesn't have any gluten in it. You know, there's 1.8 billion Chinese, and they don't have gluten intolerance. They live on sweet potatoes and rice and millet and flax, and they do eat buckwheat, which is not wheat. And fortunately, right now, every aisle and every food store has gluten-free foods in it. There's 100 recipe books out there that teach people how to bake gluten-free foods. So it's not like people are going to starve to death. Certainly hasn't impacted the Chinese population to be off of wheat, barley, rye, and oats. They even make their beer out of rice. Qingdao beer is one of my favorite beers, kind of like the Coors beer of China. And your heart will be much more
Hang tight, Doc. We got to take a break. Hang tight. I want to continue this discussion when we come back. You're listening to Bright Side. We're talking to Dr. Wallach. If you're interested in learning more about some of his work and purchasing any of his books, which we'll hopefully get to talk about in the next segment, it's drjwallach.com. Drjwallach.com is his site. We'll be back with more good health information and Doc Wallach right after this. Don't go away.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you.
Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben, talking to Dr. Wallach. By the way, Dr. Wallach's website is drjwallach.com. If you're interested in purchasing any of his books, if you want to learn more about the longevity products, you can go to my website, brightsideben.com. Dr. Wallach, you were talking before you went to break about the digestive system and about gluten intolerance. I want to cut right to the chase. We're talking about cardiovascular health here. Is there a supplement program? I know there's got to be a supplement program. In your opinion, what are some of the most important supplements in terms of a program that people can take if they're dealing with coronary artery disease or vascular disease or cardiovascular health issues in general?
Okay, well, the main diseases of the heart certainly are coronary artery disease. There's cardiomyopathy, heart disease, which is a muscular dystrophy, if you will, of the heart. I've actually done 1,200 autopsies on kids under the age of 10. It was published in 1990, who died of cardiomyopathy heart disease, which is what these athletes all die from suddenly when they die of a heart attack and say selenium deficiency. And then there is congestive heart failure, which is the most common cause of heart death in America. It's actually a deficiency of a single vitamin. We learned that from a Japanese naval surgeon in 1712. He figured it out in 1712. And, of course, doctors will install defibrillators, pacemakers. They will do heart transplants, and really all you have to do is get people on the 90 essential nutrients, which is the basic platform that we all need. We require 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids, and to me the most convenient way to do it is with the Healthy Start Pack. It has 3 products in it and gives you all 90 essential nutrients plus, I mean, the total nutrients in there is 245 nutrients, including 115 super juices. 115 super juices, pharmacist Ben. So you're getting all these antioxidants to help protect the heart and the vascular system, reduce the inflammation to the lining of the arteries. And then we do need something to keep blood flowing through the inflamed arteries in the heart. The heart has to feed itself first. It's actually the first branches off the aorta are the coronary arteries. It makes sense. And so we need a program that actually keeps blood flowing through even blocked arteries. We have people with a history of 95% blockage in their arteries. We put them on what we call, again, the Healthy Start Pack, the 90 essential nutrients. And then specifically for vascular health, we have what we call Ultimate Daily Tablets. And for an average size person, 130 to 150 pounds, I like 3 twice a day. I take 3 twice a day just for prevention. I've been doing that, gosh, for 40 years, and keeps your arteries open and clean. My test is I run through airports like O.J. Simpson used to do before he got jailed, you know, carrying baggage, and never get breathless. So I take that as my heart arteries are healthy and not plugged. And then the selenium is absolutely drop-dead essential for not only heart health, liver health, brain health, eye health, kidney health, muscle health, bone marrow health, liver health. I mean, selenium is, as you point out, one of my favorite minerals. Reduces your risk of cancer, protects the heart from sudden heart death. You must have, and I like three of our ultimate selenium capsules twice a day for a 150-pound person. And I like our ultimate selenium because it has the cofactors that are necessary for selenium to work at optimal amounts. So I don't take the chance that people may or may not have it in their diets. So in addition to getting it in the 90 essential nutrients, the Healthy Start Pack, I also added it to our ultimate selenium. So it's more than just selenium. That's why it's called ultimate selenium.
There's an interesting story. You got an interesting story. I didn't mean to interrupt, but there's an interesting story about how you got an indication for selenium. How Youngevity got an indication, an FDA-approved indication, for using selenium for cardiovascular disease?
Yeah, we actually have a lawsuit that I lodged against the FDA in federal court and prevailed. And this is, we get actually claims, legal claims we can have. And, of course, it's not just for us. Every company out there in the world can make the same claim now about selenium. And it used to be said that by consuming foods rich in selenium, you could reduce cancer and heart disease and things that like cataracts and brain problems and so on. And we knew from supplementation in the livestock industry and pet industry and laboratory animal industry that you could supplement and do it. And so I sued the FDA in federal court to change the wording to be able to say by supplementing with selenium, you can reduce the risk of breast cancer by 82%, reduce the risk of prostate cancer by 69%, colorectal cancer by 64%, lung cancer if you smoke or not by 39%, just by supplementing with 200 micrograms, one-fifth of a milligram of selenium, and prevailed in federal court. So very proud of that. It's one of the eight lawsuits that I lodged against the FDA and prevailed all eight times in federal court.
Interesting.
So at any rate, the last one, of course, I like the de-stress capsules because they have the vitamin that's missing when you have congestive heart failure, again, the most common cause of heart death in America. And I don't like to tell people that one vitamin because they will cherry pick and run out and buy that one vitamin and then they will still die of that congestive heart failure. And the relatives say, well, he tried Wallach's and it didn't work. That's because you have to take it with the 90 essential nutrients. You have to take it with all 90 essential nutrients because it's like baking a cake. You need more than just egg whites to make an Asian food cake. You need 18 other ingredients, including vanilla extract and Mohawk baking powder and CNH sugar and salt, and you need gold metal flour and salt, you know, and so on. And so anybody who tries to bake a cake with one ingredient, you won't be happy. In the same way is true with your health. And so I never recommend single ingredients. I always say you have to have the platform of the 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids. And that's for the Healthy Start Pack. It's a no-brainer. You just take one Healthy Start Pack per month per 100 pounds of body weight, and you get everything you need. Then if you have a concern about a particular health challenge because of your family background, or if you already have, for instance, like asthma, I would put them on a gluten-free diet, get them on the Healthy Start Pack appropriate for body weight. I'd throw in probably extra omega-3s, and usually within 2 to 4 weeks, their asthma goes away. Same way with heart health. I've gotten people off of the heart transplant list is 5 days, and I didn't take them off the heart transplant list. Their team of cardiovascular surgeons and cardiologists took them off the heart transplant list. Actually took them off of 27 prescription drugs. They'd been on the heart transplant list for 3 years, and because of so many complications, they were 100 pounds overweight. I think the doctors were just kind of shaking them down because the odds of them really getting a heart transplant was pretty small. They're going to give it to the younger people with less complications. But they kept him on the heart transplant list. He was getting 27 prescription drugs. And he had to go in every week for a physical. And so in 5 days' time, his team of cardiologists and vascular surgeons took him off the heart transplant list and 27 prescription drugs. And they were shocked. They said, we've never seen this before. Why? I see it really hundreds of times a year. Because when you give the heart the nutrition it needs, the heart has mm-hmm. the capacity to repair itself. But taking cholesterol-lowering drugs will just right. cause Alzheimer's disease, erectile dysfunction, adrenal exhaustion, and menopause. And so you don't want to be taking statin drugs. Actually, statin drugs are the worst possible thing that ever was put on the market.
Now they're associated with diabetes, which itself causes heart problems. That's
exactly.
the latest.
You can actually, you can actually increase your risk of type 2 diabetes by 50% by using statin drugs. increase your risk of Alzheimer's disease by 100% by using statin drugs, because your brain is 75% myelin. The white matter of the brain makes up 75% of the brain weight, and myelin is 100% cholesterol.
Anybody who
lowers their cholesterol is insane.
How about for plaques? Any what nutritional supplements for plaques and deposits?
Yes, well, what I like to do, for you have to do several things. In other words, you got to get on the 90 essential nutrients, incorporate your body weight. They take the ultimate daily tablets. You get the blood flowing through the blocked arteries. Take the selenium, again, to reduce inflammation and to support the great antioxidant, the glutathione, to help get all that dead tissue out of the arteries. Get on the de-stress capsules to help heart health and keep the heart running in perfection without getting congestive heart failure. And then you have to stop the ongoing damage. So no fried foods, no processed meats with nitrates, nitrites, no oils. I mean, drop dead, no oils, no margarines, no mayonnaise, no salad dressings, no cooking oils. If you're going to eat canned fish, they have to be packed in water. They have to be packed in mustard or tomato sauce. They cannot be packed in any oils. And then you will have a healthy heart. Nuts are good for people's health, but they have to be this year's crop. They can't be something that's been in the back room of the health food store,
right,
70 degrees for 2 years in a big drum, because they've oxidized. You take them home, you taste them, they're old. I'd take them back, get your money back.
Now, you were one of the first guys to talk about the importance of eating lots of eggs back in the day when doctors were telling folks to stay away from eggs. Real quick, we only got about, oh, you know what? That's it. We're running out of time. So much good stuff to talk about. Can we get you back, Doc Wallach?
Oh, I'd love to do it, but just remember, pharmacists, man, 10 eggs a day keep the doctor away.
Good deal. Thanks, Dr. Wallach. If you're interested in learning more about Doc's work, DrJWallach, drjwallach.com. Check out his books. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thank you so much to all our listeners, all our letter writers. Appreciate all you guys. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We will talk to you all tomorrow, folks. Bye for now.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.